freedom. It's so exhilarating. I feel a sense of unbearable lightness. To have every idea that I express applauded. To have schools of thought and departments of universities set up to dwell upon the most casual phrases that I might speak spontaneously. There are no naysayers here. This is truly where never is heard a discouraging word. And yet there are those who conspire against me. I know that I am surrounded by plotters and schemers. Yes, there exists in the pernicious and dark recesses of this very bunker in which I now live, those whose smiling faces are but cloaks behind which their treachery lurks. I can hear them plotting and confabulating, designing ways to cause my blood to boil in my veins, my tongue to swell up, my eyes to burst inside my head. So it is necessary to separate the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the chaff, the oil from the water. And this is not an easy thing to do, because these people are covert, they masquerade, they hide behind the images of faithful and loyal servants. And it is not easy to discern those who are truly enemies from those who are truly friends, who are my supporters, my loyal followers. And the man who smiles most avidly, who goes most quickly down upon his knees and places his forehead against the floor, who gives over the most money, who donates his wife for my pleasure, is the one who is most suspect. People who are too ingratiating, who are too polite, excessively accommodating, who change their mind and show a lack of conviction. I loathe them. I despise them. I seek them out and destroy them. But self-possession is also a clear sign of betrayal. Clearly, someone who is too confident, too self-assured, represents a potential threat to my power, a subversive element. Sometimes I have to randomly execute people, just thin the ranks, randomly put to death every 15th person, simply to reduce the overall numbers of those who might be plotting against me. And of course, this instills fear and respect, and it paralyzes my enemies. What are the signs that suggest treachery? Sweaty hands, bad breath, a slight tremble, the arching of one eyebrow, someone whose elbows are not held in parallel lines, who clears his throat too often. A modest tightening of the lips or watering of the eyes. The pounding of a vein in the forehead. People who lick their lips or blink too frequently are suspect, as are those who allow their thumb to touch their middle finger while standing at ease. So I must be vigilant. Never let down my guard. Be merciless to my enemies and deadly to my friends, even-handedly destroying one and all to retain my personal power. And that's why people like me. That's why they think I'm grand. That's why I inspire loyalty and fear throughout the land.